V-Day is a global movement which calls for the end of violence against women and girls worldwide. The V in V-Day stands for Victory, Valentine, and Vagina. The nonprofit organization was founded on Valentine's Day 1998 by Eve Ensler, the author of the Vagina Monologues. Ensler based her play on 200 interviews she conducted with women regarding sex, relationships, and violence against women. One of the performers in the upcoming Pensacola production is Cleopatra Redbird. She will be performing the monologue, Say It.
What we were promised, that I would save my father if I went with them, that I would find a job, that I would serve the country, that they would kill me if I didn't go.
Some of the monologues address serious issues, such as this one based on the testimonies of comfort women, who were women and girls forced into prostitution by the Empire of Japan during World War II.
It really hit home with me. It affected me more than any of the other ones did, emotionally.
Other monologues are more lighthearted, such as the monologue Eliza Espy will perform.
I started out as a lawyer, but in my late 30s, I became obsessed with making women happy. It began as a mission of sorts, but then I got involved in it. I got very good at it.
Espy previously performed this monologue during a local production of the play in 2009.
I think that it's really important that this monologue be part of the play because it is from the point of view of a woman who is not in any way ashamed or embarrassed by her sexuality.
A 2010 report from the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs stated that violence against women is a worldwide phenomenon, and that rates of women experiencing physical violence at least once during their lifetime varies from several percent to over 59%, depending on the country in which they live.
In performing this play all over the world on the same day or about the same time every year, year after year, it kind of gives the message that it's one female voice, that these are all our stories. And if this could happen to one woman, it could happen to any of us. And it sort of just reminds us that we're all in this together. And I think that that's a really beautiful metaphor.
The proceeds from the play will be donated to Favor House Women's Shelter. Jennifer Shellman is an organizer of the Pensacola production and will also perform a monologue.
I think that's the most awesome thing about the Vagina Monologues is it shows you that you can do grassroots activism in your own community, and you don't need to be part of a huge organization. You don't need a lot of money. You don't need to be an activist professionally.
The co-organizer and social media director for the event is Rachel Moore.
Jennifer and I both consider ourselves feminists and like to be involved in things that draw attention to women's issues and build women up. And this is a way for us to participate in a movement that's global but also has a direct impact on women in our community.
In addition to productions of the Vagina Monologues, other events and plays such as The Good Body, Emotional Creature, and What I Want My Words to Do to You are staged on coordinated days in support of the V-Day movement. Again, Rachel Moore.
What I'm hoping is if we can make this event a huge success, then maybe in the future we can get to a point where we can have V-Day Pensacola be even bigger and put on more events, you know, more often.
The Pensacola performance of the Vagina Monologues will take place on Friday, February 14th at 8 p.m. at the Artel Gallery in downtown Pensacola. More information is available online at facebook.com/VDayPensacola. Katya Ivanov, WUWF News.